But then after 30 minutes, you notice how they become so confident and so free and so in their body, so embodied and so in comfortable in their skin, like so sexy. They are playful. They are curious about what movements could feel good. And it's just so interesting to watch.
Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. Hi, my sweets. Welcome back. I'm excited. This episode is another one for the women out there. We have another beautiful guest today, Sarah. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I love being on here. So inspired by what you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you kind of are this guide and this coach for women specifically to help them feel more embodied and more empowered and through dance and breath work and yoga and all of that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just excited to kind of learn about your path and your journey and learn more a little bit about you today. So thanks for being here.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Well, first to start things off, I guess, what kind of things are you really tapped into lately that make you feel really present in your body?
I love that question. I think definitely my dance, my yoga, and my meditation practice definitely help me stay grounded and present. So I always try to do, even if it's just 10 minutes in the morning, just try to stay centered, try to create stillness the first few moments of my day, set an intention, my little gratitude like routine in the morning, even if it's just three things I tell myself that I'm extra grateful for at the moment, just helps me set the tone for my day. So that really helps me to stay grounded and present. And and I love to do little manifestation challenges. I'm a huge TBM fan. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No,
I don't
want to
promote anything, but it's like a manifestation course program, basically, where it's all about the subconscious mind, where you heal your inner child blockages, self-limiting beliefs, and therefore tap into your biggest potential and your most authentic magnetic self. And I am really hooked. So that helps me
stay
grounded too. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love hearing that. And I feel like we're similar in a lot of ways where we, the way that we, help people is to really tap into that energy of feeling grounded and present and aware. And it's nice to see you even on social media feeling so empowered, whether it's through dance or just sexy photography and just like showcasing that and allowing people to really tap into themselves too. Mm-hmm. It's so nice. And you also have a twin, which is cool. And both of our twins are, a little bit more private in the space, which is cool. It's cool to see that energy even when you are born on the same time and same day.
100%. I know.
It's awesome. But anyways, let's tap into kind of dance. I feel like that's like a big part of you and like heels classes and that sort of thing. Has that been a way for you to kind of reconnect to yourself?
100%. Yeah.
Has there been like, how did you get into dance or what was kind of the beginning journey like for you?
Yeah, I always danced my whole life. Like I think I started with ballet and jazz dance when I was 6 years old. And then I had a couple of years where, for example, tennis became a little bit bigger. And then I really dived intensely into dance when I was 11, 12, I would say. And I did shows and showcases in Germany where I grew up. And so the performing arts, that was definitely always something that followed me my whole life. And then when I moved to LA, I didn't even know about heels dance yet. I knew that, oh my God, at some concerts, the dancers dance in heels. And I think that's so cool and so feminine and so fierce and just exciting to watch. And I tried my first heels dance class when I moved to LA and I was completely shocked and completely thrown off, but also hooked at the same time. I was shocked because it was such an intense level already that dancers were at. And I thought, oh my God, how can I ever get there? Even though I was already a dancer, like I danced my whole life, but still I thought that the level at which dancers were trained here in LA and the pace that they were going at was so intense that it would be hard for me to learn. And so the first few years I didn't really dance that much because I also just moved here. I didn't have a car. I would have to drive with the bus all over Hollywood. It would take an hour and a half, like we all know who live in LA, that it's a struggle. So I didn't really do that as much. And then I would say 7-8 years ago, I got really serious about heels dance because I noticed how it would make me feel more embodied, empowered, and it would heal certain emotional experiences in my body and would help me through heartbreak. It would just help me like live a more authentic life as me, as a woman in this world. So yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I've done a few heels classes. I have yet to do one of yours, which I'm bummed I didn't get that in before this episode, but I will. I will.
Yeah.
But I hear you're just an incredible teacher. And so what does like, is there something that you see when you're teaching these women that like, is there something that clicks when you see them, like how that feminine empowerment, you know, comes through?
Yes. 100%. It's wild what I witness when I see these women tap into their bodies.
Yeah.
It's really wild because in the first 30 minutes, you can tell how women are still a bit in their heads and they're uncomfortable in their skin and nervous and all of the things that are normal. Like I have that too still, by the way. But then after 30 minutes, you notice how they become so confident and so free and so in their body, so embodied and so in comfortable in their skin, like so sexy. They are playful. They are curious about what movements could feel good. And it's just so interesting to watch. And it makes so much sense because to me, dance is like somatic therapy. I don't know if you heard of somatic therapy, but maybe the listeners, like somatic therapy is basically this body-centered approach to healing, right? Which integrates mind and body to address emotional, physical, and psychological pain. And the cool thing about dance is that when we dance, we bypass the thinking mind, like the stories we carry, the narratives in our head, the stories, the responsibilities, the self-critic, the judgment, all of that. And we get to drop right into the body, like right into sensation, right into presence. And we get to almost reclaim parts of ourselves that have always been there, but we might have forgotten about for a while, like qualities of, you know, playfulness, sensuality, creativity, curiosity, that inner power, that confidence. And that's, I think, where the magic of dance comes in, because that's just so powerful that we get to turn off that thinking, critical mind for a moment and we just drop into our body, into our purest, most like essence, you know? Yeah.
And that's how I feel when I'm dancing too, is it really does reconnect me with myself. And I've experienced releases where it has let go of pain, or I feel like it's helped me heal through traumatic experiences I've gone through. So I can feel that too. So I can imagine you witnessing that as a coach and a teacher is so empowering for you too, to continue what you're doing.
And it's so fulfilling when I see a woman almost remember who she is underneath all the roles she plays in her outside everyday life. Right. And I see like she all of a sudden reclaims that power, that feminine, that divine feminine energy that to me is so fulfilling, probably because I had moments and I still have moments where it's a journey and I forget who I am. And then beam, it comes back through. And that's just so powerful and beautiful to witness.
Yeah, I feel like too, the way that you move through heels is this like very sensual movement. And it's, you know, touching your body in ways and, you know, moving with the rhythm feels very sexual too, in a way.
Right.
So has that been a tool for you to also tap in back into like that energy that maybe you kind of lose through relationships or traumatic experiences?
Probably. Yes. Yeah. I never thought about it that way. But yeah, definitely.
Yeah, some I feel like the divine feminine, like you mentioned, is all about, you know, tapping into not just like that sensual spiritual power, but also like that sexual energy too. So it's so nice to hear women too that when they go through these dancing experiences, mm-hmm. it's like they really are reconnecting to themselves. And maybe right. that allows them to get turned on and want to love themselves mm-hmm. a little more and mm-hmm. and give themselves some more love.
Oh my God, 100%. I mean, for self-love, I think that's been a huge journey too, dance. Mm-hmm. And reclaiming that divine feminine energy, that softer, fluid, sensual energy, definitely. Because I had so many moments in life where I didn't love myself, or I wasn't aware that I didn't love myself, you know? And then dance helped me to love myself again, to trust myself again. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trust is a big part of self-love, and it's not mm-hmm. something I've talked about much. But what was there like a pivotal moment for you where you realized, because mm-hmm. dance is surrendering too mm-hmm. in a way. So I feel like that could also help you get that trust when you mm-hmm. really tap into that.
Yes.
Hi, my sweets. Speaking of surrendering, I am wearing my newly designed hoodie. It's organic, thick, oozing with sweetness and deliciousness, reminding you to surrender to the pleasure and the beauty that is yourself and your relationships in life. Check it out. It's very cute, printed on the front and the back. You can find it on my website, barbiejeanxo.com. And this supports me and my work and every episode and this channel and this podcast. So I really appreciate your support. Thank you.
I don't know if it was necessarily in a dance class. I definitely remember yoga. When yoga came into my life, that was a very pivotal moment, like a darker, heavy, sad moment for me. Mm. And I always say yoga has found me, and yoga helped me to create a home within my own body and within myself. And I think that helped me, that understanding then helped me to dive even deeper into dance and to have those other breakthroughs and releases, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's almost like I used dance in very challenging emotional, personal situations to be that tool, to be that healing medicine in those moments.
Mm.
So I remember a time, like it was 3 years ago, when dance became so necessary for me, I would almost say, like it was so essential for me to dance in that period of time. Like if I wouldn't have danced, I don't know what would have come of me, you know, like yeah. I think it was really my savior in that moment. But I don't remember like a specific class or something where I thought, oh my God.
No, yeah.
That, yeah.
I think too, it's the journey, right?
Like yes.
But that sounds, that's interesting. You know, I've felt in a lot of ways that pleasure for me has been something like I've leaned on, mm. similar how dance is like what you value most. Mm. I feel like connection and pleasure is something I value really high.
Mm.
And so it's been something through kind of, you know, rough times and just difficult relationships or even mm-hmm. stress. Like sometimes I often lean on that, and I think dance is another great mm-hmm. way that my sweets could really tap into themselves mm-hmm. and use it as a tool, like you said.
Yes, yes, definitely using it as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Just more embodied practices in general, right? But it's interesting because I always thought, why does yoga, for example, yoga is so sacred to me. Why does yoga not give me the same feeling afterwards the way dance does? Mm. Like how confident I feel in who I am, and how like walking through this life like with like leading with my heart, with sensitivity, with empathy, with connection, but at the same time not losing my fire, not losing my boundaries. Like I think it's interesting how other practices like yoga or Pilates, like all embodied practices, are definitely like healing and so powerful for us women, but dance just has something so magical and special to it, how I can't, like, it's almost, I feel more rooted afterwards. Maybe yoga is a little bit more spiritual in that way
yeah.
for my soul, even though dance can be too. Yeah, it's difficult to explain.
No, it's interesting because when I think of yoga too, I do feel like it's more of this, like you're aligning your mm-hmm. soul, spirit, kind of body together. And
yeah.
dance is kind of letting yourself fly in mm-hmm. a way.
Yes.
So it's kind of like,
yeah.
it's freeing and it's empowering and liberating in a way.
Yeah. I love that you just said the word flying because I wear a butterfly on my neck. Mm-hmm. Butterfly has become my big spiritual animal for the last year. And that's always how I envision imagine myself when I dance and when I see other women dance, that they start to spread their wings and they start to add all these colors to their being and they finally fly and they're finally free and just so themselves. So I think it's cool that you just...
I have butterfly earrings on today too. No, butterflies, it's always a symbol that I have hold and cherished and holds close to me too, because we used to, growing up, we would... raise monarchs because we had like the milkweed plant in our backyard. So we would like, they would lay their eggs on the underside of this leaf and we'd grab the eggs so they wouldn't get eaten by all their predators out there and raise them. And then once they would, you know, come out of their chrysalis and be strong enough, we'd like let them go. And I've always thought that butterflies are a symbol of, yeah, like freedom. And so that's cool that you see that too and tap into that.
I love that you did that as a little girl already.
It's something that even I've thought about as kind of like a new passion project that would be fun like later in life is having like a little butterfly garden or like having a greenhouse where I like raise butterflies sort of business to do that. But who knows?
Right.
But
who knows?
I have also always thought butterflies are something that I will have on my wedding day in some capacity, whether it's clips in my hair, or on my shoes or on my dress. You know, it is something that I hold dear. So I actually noticed that when you walked in. I'm glad it got brought up.
Yeah.
Yay, butterflies.
I love that.
Is there, you know, growing up in Germany, was it kind of like, did you feel like any issues with kind of like coming out and being, you know, this empowered spiritual leader? Or is that kind of, I've never been to Germany. Is it similar how it is here where people are very present and aware and all about growth and that sort of thing?
I think it's finally changing a lot more. And of course, I haven't lived there in 10 years now. It's crazy. It's been 10 years that I lived in the US. But so I hear from my friends that still live there that it's finally changing too. And people are more open-minded and evolved in that area. But I do, I have to say that every time I go back, I realize, whoa, there's still so much work that has to be done here. Yeah. And that's probably also why I left, one of the biggest reasons. I never fully felt seen and even safe to fully explore who I am as a creative. And I always felt a bit like a black sheep in that way. Of how, and that was something that resonated with me so much when I first walked into the city of Los Angeles. I just realized, I mean, of course, for me as an actor and dancer, it was such a dream to finally come here anyways. But that feeling of finally coming home, I remember that so big in my mind of how intense that feeling was of finally feeling at home. Oh my God, there's other dreamers out here. There's other creatives. Yeah. There's other people that do things differently. We don't all have to do it the same way. And we're not behind in life or we're not doing it incorrectly. We're just free to play.
Yes, I love that. I love, I mean, it's true. And dance is a form of playing too. Mm-hmm. And I talk a lot about, you know, play parties and that sort of thing, but dance is another form of playing and to tap into that energy. Mm-hmm. So I love that you use that word. I feel like a lot of people, when they move here, they're scared and they're like, wow, this is intense. But it sounds like when you moved here, you were almost like empowered in a way, like kind of like inspired.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the first 6 months, that was a big culture shock for me.
Yeah.
And I was very homesick, but I was very fortunate and very lucky. I came with my sister.
Sure, so you had each other.
Yeah. And you know, with twins, that's very special. I'm so glad she came with me. At first, she didn't want to.
Really?
I'm glad that she actually, long story, but we're going to get into that another time. But yeah, she did decide to come with me. And that was obviously the biggest support system I could have asked for in the first year, especially. But then after 6 months, I think I realized very quickly, oh my God, I'm so inspired here.
Like,
and this
I'm
is
to be here.
I'm finally where I'm supposed to be. And that feeling, unfortunately, now after so many years, sometimes fades, sometimes
Definitely.
It comes back. So it's like people always talk about this love and hate relationship in LA, right? And I feel that at times. And then I have to remind myself of why I'm here, what's my intention, who are my people. You know, that's very powerful because, of course, there's also a lot of people out there that aren't aligned for for what we want to bring into the world. So, but that you have that everywhere in the world.
Yeah, it's true. Like, community is so important, and connecting with those people that feel like family and feel like home.
Yes.
And that really can shift your mindset when you do get in those moments where you're like, oh, like, what am I doing here? Right. Or, fuck, it's so expensive. Or, gosh, like, so many things have been happening politically, too, where it's being in the States is like, oh, my God, like, what the hell is going on?
Yes, I have that a lot.
Do you lean on dance a lot in those moments?
Yes.
Yeah, again. I feel like it truly is, like, something that you can just easily tap into, even in the comfort of your own home.
Yes. Yeah. And there's even, I think, science behind even just shaking your body. Animals do it. Like, I mean, dogs, for example, do it when they get wet. They shake it off, right? Mm-hmm. Or birds. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen a bird just shake. like when they're stressed or when they're traumatized, when something happened, they just start to shake and they start to release the trauma in the body, you know, like it's
kind of like the somatic.
Exactly.
When you get these buildups in certain areas of your body. And even my partner does that in his yoga practice in the morning. He bounces and it's like good for you to like kind of shake it off.
Yeah.
And so I agree. And sometimes when I have these like icky feelings, whether it's something from someone at work or just, I don't know, just get like the ick from something maybe someone rubbed me the wrong way or touched me the wrong way at work or something happens where I'm like, oh,
triggered.
It's like, it hurts. And an easy way for me is just like shake it off. Mm-hmm. Like literally though, a lot of us physically. Say like, physically, a lot of us say like, oh, just kind of shake it off.
Right.
But for me, I like actually have to like get it out of me.
Yeah.
And that's like my first step to, you know, healing.
Yeah. I love that you do that you implement that. So powerful. I love to do that too once in a while when I teach yoga, to just shake it off in your mountain pose. Like, let's start to jump and shake for a moment.
Yeah, that's good. Is that kind of, do you feel like you've ever integrated like dance with yoga, or do you ever kind of bring them together in classes?
I started doing that a little bit in the heels classes.
Okay.
To start with a warm up with like yoga. Mm-hmm. But lately, because it's just such a limited amount of time that we have in that heels class, I started to skip it more and more, unfortunately. So who knows? I still want to come up with more of a class that really combines those two. At my retreats, I definitely do a little bit of both. Not necessarily heels dance like in your heels, because a lot of women come to the retreat without their heels, not necessarily with their heels, but just a bit of dancing, even if it's barefoot, like a more feminine, softer, fluid, sexy dance.
Yeah. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you feel powerful walking in heels? Cause I know a lot of women don't. And so that's another way that I'm sure you empower women.
Yeah. I love walking in heels.
Nice.
Yeah. And that was also one thought behind these classes of, I mean, first of all, it's obviously a beginner friendly heels dance program,
right?
Because a lot of women, they always tell me, oh my God, I'm so intimidated. I don't know if I'm ready to step into that class yet. And I always like to say it is beginner friendly. It's just 100% for women that always wanted to explore heel stands, that want to learn how to properly stand in a heel, walk in a heel, and then learn some cool moves in heels. Why not? But mainly it's all about having fun and about, like I said, tapping back into those qualities within themselves that they might have forgotten about. So I like to call it a journey back to your most empowered, embodied self. That's really the message behind these heels dance classes. And of course, along the way, we learn some heels moves.
Yeah, you learn to play too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's like, you know, I talk a lot about mindfulness. Mm-hmm. And so I think that sounds like you're also creating this space where women can kind of be mindful and think about these qualities, like you were saying, or parts of themselves that they've forgotten about or neglected lately. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's beautiful, because it really is just a way for you to kind of just be a little bit more mindful and aware of what you maybe need to reconnect more with yourself.
Yeah.
Love that.
I love that too. Yeah. And also because we live in such a masculine driven world. Mm-hmm. We live in such a, especially here in LA, it's such a fast paced hustle grind world where we're so busy all the time. We have to play all these roles at once. And we're, as women mostly, we're there for everyone else all the time. And a lot of times we forget about ourselves. And that happens to me too, all the time, when I realize, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting about myself right now, and I'm almost used to that fast pace, and I need to slow down and allow myself to be soft again and to be, more gentle with myself. And I think that these classes are a way of creating a safe and supported environment for women to tap back into that playfulness, into that softness. And then on top of that, of course, in our society, I think being feminine is still being labeled a little bit as weakness and passivity and just secondary to strength, right? I think it's still being misunderstood in a lot of circles. And to also understand, oh my God, being feminine is actually, first of all, the coolest thing on earth.
That's powerful.
It's powerful. And it's force of creation, intuition, you know, sensitivity, emotional intelligence, resilience, all those beautiful qualities. And it's also, I think, the ability to choose to be both soft and strong at the same time. You know, like I said, like being fearful and soft, and at the same time deciding not to lose your fire and boundaries. Mm-hmm. I think it's such an interesting conversation about femininity in general, but
I love that. And it's true. Sometimes as women, we lose ourselves, or we, I do talk a lot about boundaries and how important they are. And I feel like for me and my kind of sexual journey, I definitely felt a little lost at times, or even in my self-love journey, I definitely felt confused what my boundaries were. And sometimes I pushed them too far, or got in relationships where, you know, they just, you know, and so I think that is a beautiful part of this femininity and this power and this fierceness that you're talking about, is really, to also recognize what your boundaries are and honoring that.
Exactly. Honoring that, listening to that. Because I think as women, we naturally have such a beautiful way of being intuitive, of having that gut feeling. We know when something is aligned and when it's not. But a lot of times we were conditioned to not listen, right, to that voice, to ignore. No, I'm going to push that voice down. I want to please other people.
Yeah. Like, you got to trust that intuition.
Yeah.
It's hard.
We have it. We all have it.
Yeah. Even when you got here, we were kind of talking about how I had this one bad experience with this one guest. And it's like, I had this intuition before that. I was like, you know what? I need to trust that.
Wild.
And I just rejected it and rejected it. And there's so many instances where, you know, you really just, you, like you said, we're trained, or you kind of realize that you're not supposed to like listen to that part of you. And when you do, you have to learn to trust yourself.
Exactly.
And when you do, you're going to be a lot happier.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's also where real confidence is being built from, right? When we know, oh my God, I can actually trust myself. Finally, I can rely on myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's so cool, that story. Yeah.
I haven't told my sweets that. Oh, maybe one day. That's the only the episode that I've never aired. But yeah, it just wasn't a good one.
It wasn't aligned.
Didn't feel right. Well, I would love to know that last time you had that sweet release, whether it was even like a dance release or whatever you're comfortable sharing.
Yeah. To be honest, I think the biggest sweet release that I can think of in the last 12 months, in the last year, was the retreat I hosted in Italy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because that was that full circle moment of watching women step into their power and remember who they are. And to me, as a, like, I would call myself humbly a spiritual, mindful leader. You put it very beautifully earlier, if I can say that humbly. That is just, that was such a beautiful, beautiful, special experience. Mm. 5 days of like-hearted women.
Wow.
All the way from their everyday, you know, responsibilities and stress, and again, roles they carry, and just fully immersed in that experience and tapped inward and connected with each other. It was just so beautiful to watch. And now when they step back into their life, they it stayed with them so much longer. Like mm-hmm. some of them manifested certain things because they finally made probably energetic shifts inward. So that was a really cool experience. So I'm excited too. That's my little passion project right now and my dream for the next few years to keep hosting those women's wellness retreats once a year in Europe.
Yeah, back where you're from.
Exactly.
Yeah, in Italy. Oh, that's not been on my dream list of places to visit in Europe just because the food and I just,
Oh my God, I can't wait for you to experience it for the first time.
But it's beautiful to hear too about the shifts that you witnessed and experienced with these women, because truly when you kind of shake it off or when you dance it out or experience, like you really are opening up these spaces in your body to also welcome in more creativity, like you said, or, you know, even sometimes when I move through different relationships or something, sometimes you just make room for something new and something fresh. Mm-hmm. And it's a good approach to have when you are going through these experiences is like sometimes letting go of something is going to just bring something more magical and beautiful.
Yes, yes, exactly. And that's so beautiful once you understand that fluidity is actually healthy and it creates capacity and space for more, for something maybe more aligned, more magical, right? But it's so human, I think, not wanting to let something go and holding on so tightly and not surrendering. And I think at a retreat, that's the beautiful invitation opportunity there because you are fully locked in and tapped in. Whereas in daily like yoga classes, let's say, or sound bath meditation, whatever it is, whatever mindfulness healing modality you're doing in your everyday life, I think it's more limited and it just happens in smaller pockets, like breakthroughs and releases, I would say, because obviously you come in carrying the weight of your schedule and your like responsibilities and again, role you play in your day to day. And then you walk away and you have to re-enter almost immediately that stressful world. Yeah. Whereas at a retreat, you're fully tapped inward. And I think that's what makes it so magical.
In 5 days too, I can imagine like that really gets you present and like into and connected to the other women there and to you and really, I can imagine that just to the length of it helping that experience to be very transformative.
Yeah, so transformative. It's been very beautiful to witness. I'm excited to see what this year's retreat will bring out in women. And
That's a nice, sweet release. Do you have any thing that you're looking forward to in your life or in your journey?
I love that question. I'm excited to keep building those dance classes, which I call Reclaim Your Feminine, by the way.
Nice. Yes. Check them out, sweets, if you're in LA. Yes.
Reclaim Your Feminine dance classes. I'm excited to keep building those and also to bring in other female, you know, local business owners.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't want to share too much because I'd rather start doing it first before I, you know, speak about it.
It's good to manifest a little. Yes. Speak it into existence.
Yes. That's true. And I also love, I'm really excited for September. That's the next women's wellness retreat. We call it Soul Recharge. Nice. In Spain. It's in the beautiful hills of Andalusia, 40 minutes away from Malaga, from Granada. I'm excited for that. And we still have space, by the way.
Okay.
So if women feel called to join that journey.
Where can they find info about
that? So either on my Instagram at Sarah_Bellini. Or at Natalia_Velki, my partner in this retreat journey. She's a beautiful Reiki healer, a sound bath healer, Qigong artist, lots of incredible healing modalities that she practices. Either on Instagram, we also have a website. Maybe we can link that somehow.
Link it below.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's lovely to see you and hear more about you just continuing to do the work and helping people just become more empowered in themselves. And I just love that because that's my main goal too, is empowering everyone to just feel more accepted and to feel less judged and just to feel really tapped into their erotic authenticity, but also their authenticity, whatever that is. So I think that's why I wanted to have you on here, because I feel like there's, I'm just happy that you are still just continuing on this journey that you are.
Thank you. Yes, I'm really excited. And yes, I feel like this is so aligned. I could talk to you for hours.
Yeah, it's been so nice getting to know you more. And yeah, just thanks so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And to my sweets, just be sweet. Continue being sweet to yourself. Welcome those sweet releases. And as always, be here and be you. We'll see you next time. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.